Broadcasting from Bass Hole Studios in Hollywood, California.
Yo, what time is it?
You're listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. We've all been one.
He's an asshole.
So let's laugh about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's I'm a Bass Hole. My name's Doug Bass. I'm your host. Thanks for joining the podcast. Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the YouTube channel. That's where the full video experience is, or wherever you get your podcast fixed. Make sure you go subscribe, review, like, all that good stuff. It helps us out. We got a great show today. In the studio, our Bass Holes, our guest is Dan Postgen. We got Rob DeRocha and Rachel D as usual. Let's jump right in because we got a lot to talk about in a little time. Today's guest, Dan Postgen, comedian, actor, asshole. What's up, Dan? How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Just glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming into the studio. Dude. Thanks for being on the podcast. How's it going? So Dan is a comedian. He's an actor. He is a show producer. He produces a show called Hard Lemonade here in L.A.
Formerly a chef.
Formerly a chef. That's right. You were on that TV show. What was it called? Chef
Master Masters. Chef.
Master Chef.
Yeah. I like Chef Masters.
Chef
better.
Masters.
Yeah, that sounds way cooler.
You get a green jacket at the end of that
chef
one.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's good.
Now, did you study like culinary or were you? Is this just like, you know, a hobby of yours?
Just
that you
one of those
into,
kind yeah. of freak Hollywood circumstances. Yeah, I never wanted to cook. I had right when I moved to L.A., I started a web series called Simmer Down. Yeah, it was like Wayne's World in the kitchen. No actual cooking. We got all the food from restaurants. And then we'd have like a hottie of the week on each week.
Really?
It was like, it wouldn't be okay nowadays. Trust me on that.
Really? Is this online?
Can we still find it?
You can find it
on
YouTube.
You can get canceled from
it. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hottie of the week.
I mean, yeah, the hottie of the week. We never cooked. We just fought over the hottie the whole time.
Really?
Every
then
episode.
Then how would they pick you to go on the show then? That's weird.
Well, you know, I'm just the charming factor,
charming,
I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Dan is very charming. Dan, I feel like Dan has an asshole quality to him, but he's also got a very charming quality to him, which is...
He lets people let him be an asshole, you know?
Yeah. Rachel's like, I hate Dan, but I always end up hanging out with him. I don't know why.
It's like the ultimate charm, right? Yeah, the asshole and the charm factor involved in that. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that. I wish I could be that cool.
Well, when you look at the show, you're going to be like, this guy isn't. It was right when I moved to LA. So, you know, like, I didn't know what we were doing. Every show was based on a movie. Then we'd cook the food from the movie.
Oh, okay.
So you got like License to Kale.
Oh, my God.
Jurassic Pork.
Oh, my God.
When Harry Met Salad is my favorite.
Oh, my God.
Every gentleman should know how to properly
salad. I'm not going to lie. Like, if I saw that sitting at a party, I would like totally indulge.
Yeah.
Like, Jurassic Pork? Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Just imagine me telling Gordon Ramsay these names.
It does sound like a porn, though. Yeah.
Gay porn, Jurassic Pork.
So you had to sell yourself to Ramsay to be on the show, or like...
I mean, yeah, but there was so much like banter between me and Gordon that never made the show. That was like the best shit. Yeah,
yeah. Do you still keep in touch with him? Do you cook with him at all?
No, but he follows me on Instagram.
Oh, that's cool.
Mean,
yeah, there you go.
He doesn't answer my DMs back.
No,
but,
no.
When I used to work at Salt Secure, he would come in pretty frequently, and you know, our head chef was like, "Go fucking have a scotch with him, dude." And
hell
I'm
yeah,
like,
man. Why not?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
He's a really nice guy, actually.
All right, Master Chef. Master Chef.
Finalist, baby.
Finalist. Now, did you win any kind of money from that program?
If you win and you get first, it's $250,000.
Wow.
So $250,000.
How far did you get?
Fifth place.
Fifth place?
And what'd you get for that? Anything?
We started with 80. We got nothing.
Nothing.
No.
Wow.
No.
See, that's the
well,
worst.
I got free
with
culinary school.
There you go. I mean, you get something. You get exposure, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, you're also an actor. You're in a bunch of commercials now too, right? Like, aren't you in a commercial? Right
now? I think I saw you in a Subaru or something like that, or one of those car commercials, right?
You're like, you went to Subaru, the worst one.
Subaru.
It's a BMW. I don't know what. I don't know how you got Subaru.
Oh, what a snob! Hey, settle down. I don't know how you said Subaru.
Do you believe that Dan looks like a lesbian? Is that why you said that, or
Subaru?
Oh, with the mustache, he looks like a lesbian. Yeah, I can see that.
Thank you.
Now, have you booked a lot of stuff, right? Like a lot of commercials and stuff like that.
I mean, dude, I've just kind of started having luck when my stand-up got to a point that I wasn't completely bombing.
Do you audition for a lot of theatrical stuff too? Do you do like a lot of like, no, not at all? Shows.
Yeah, man. I want to.
I could
but,
see
you know, now is like the worst time.
Well, now is a bad time. Yeah. I could see you like playing that like character in the movie. Like
I played a douchey frat guy in Sex Lives of College Girls.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. That part, I feel
and it was just like, it was like an extra thing, like during the pandemic, and I had no job, and I was like, I'll do this. And then little did I know, I'm just like featured in like the first shot of the show.
Right.
And, it's on TikTok with like a million views, and everyone's like, this is you. I'm like, I didn't even have lines.
You didn't audition for Ken in the Barbie movie.
No.
Straight
people compare
though.
Me to a Ken doll. I'm like, I'm
white trash Ken.
Trash Ken.
Yeah. I'm Keith.
Maybe you'll be in the sequel.
Yeah, it's no dream house for me. It's just a nightmare studio.
It's a meth house.
Yeah,
it's a meth house. Yeah. So now you produce a show called Hard Lemonade, stand up comedy show.
I got a story about
that. Yeah, Rob does have a story about that. We'll
get to that. Please tell me you got you laid at my show.
No, you booked me for the show and didn't put me on, and I waited there the entire time
like a moron.
Like a moron. I just felt like so disrespected. Yeah, it was like, dude, like I'm like, why you messaged me? I didn't message you. You're like, hey, you want to do a spot? I said, sure, come on down. I go down there, I hang out. I said at the beginning of the show, when am I going on? You're like, yeah, I'll get you on. And then you didn't put me on, and I waited the entire time. I didn't complain, I didn't do anything, but I was like, what an asshole. Like,
when was this, Rob? How long ago was this?
Ian Edwards was on the show. I even talked to Grant Cotter. Cotter was up to me, like came up to me, he's like, how's the crowd? You know, did you go up already? I'm like, no, I'm just waiting, you know? Do you remember that or no?
Was it at Boomtown Brewery?
Yeah.
Yeah, that show was chaos.
So Dan is saying,
is that your excuse?
Were you too busy? And then you forgot about Rob?
Ultimately in charge of the lineup is Monterey.
Oh, so he's throwing Monterey.
Yeah. Who's Monterey?
He's a co-producer.
She's our booker, yeah.
Oh, she's the one that went up first.
Yeah.
Yeah, she went up first on the show. Yeah. She's funny. Yeah.
She's funny, yeah.
No, but I owe you a spot for sure.
Do you remember that show?
And I sat there, and I have a family now, and I have a baby, so I was like, I told my girl, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go do the show. There's a really good it's a good lineup. I'm going to go hang out, whatever. Fucking just the entire time, I'm just like, this motherfucker. Like,
I'm like, really bad. I had no idea this happened.
This is what
you don't even remember.
We bring people together on the show, and you know, like,
it's fine. It happened, yeah, but it happened. And it's like, I'm not mad, but it was more like,
at least they booked you. You haven't booked me at all.
I don't have a show to book.
Exactly. He'll book you as a babysitter. Yeah,
Rob will book you on a show one day.
I'll book you and sit around the entire time. I'm like, you're on the show.
Put me in a green room in the very back nobody. And be like, Dan, this is VIP. And then just.
Yeah, you're going to go on next. You're going to go on next. Exactly. And right when the show's over, I'm like, yeah, you're up.
Just lock me in there and just 3 days later come back.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting.
That was an asshole story.
Rob brought me to a show last weekend and there was no one there. Right? Rob always brings
10 people.
He says there's gonna be people there. He says it's gonna be popping. It's gonna be popping. And then we go and there's like literally people eating dinner and they're disturbed almost that there's a show.
I did that show yesterday and there was 8 people there and they were there from the show. People
Wait, you went, you did the same show?
Yeah, 8 people.
Wait, which
were
show?
There. The same show, man. At the New Orleans.
You went there again?
Yeah, man. I had a good set too. I did 20 minutes. It was fun.
You said you were never going back.
It was fun. For 8 people that were like engaged and listening.
That's all you need.
Yeah, exactly.
When you have to,
the show was 8 and 8 is enough.
When you have to leave the stage and walk across the restaurant and sit at someone's table and perform for them.
No,
that's when it's a little awkward. And I'm like, you know what? I think I'm gonna pet. These people really want to enjoy their catfish. And I just want to get the fuck out.
No, these people were there for the show. I'm not lying to you.
They paid?
Yeah, they actually paid to go in.
They were actually charging people to go in.
At 9 o'clock, they actually showed up, and it was like one couple was from Whittier. I remember that.
They drove from Whittier?
I was shocked. I can't believe you fucking came out here. I even told them I couldn't believe it.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
For that show.
Were they just confused? They thought that they were going to be someplace fun?
I don't know.
No, they had a good time. I mean, I had a great set for 8 people. It was fucking great, man.
Wow.
I can fuck with 8 people. I did a show the other day and there was 3 people and I brought them. I looked at the host. I was like, "What is going on?"
I've done that. I was like, "This isn't Culver City."
I like took $30.
What was the name of the show?
I'm not gonna say.
They paid $30. No.
And she was like, "Yeah, they. Well, all my friends paid tickets. They weren't even my friends. I just met them at my job, and they're like, we're gonna come to one of your shows.
Right
now, they're your enemy."
Yeah, that enemies. Yeah.
And what was crazy, the night before, I did a show. The poster sucked. 150 people, Hermosa Beach, one of the best shows.
Oh, is that the one really? On the beach? Yeah.
It's a No Sotros Tequila show.
Oh, I don't know.
With the Jeff Dye and fucking Kevin McNamara and Sada Lessa.
Well, Hermosa Beach sounds fun. I mean,
yeah, it was just rich tech people.
I did Don't Tell Comedy on Friday, and that was fun.
That's
yeah, that shit's fucking.
Dude, let me know. I want to come.
Yeah, and then he won't put you up.
It wasn't my show. I got
drunk. Drive all the way down there.
Someone messaged me
and be like, "Actually, I'm available though. I can go up." Yeah.
Was it Don't Tell LA or Don't Tell San Diego or what?
It was just Don't Tell Comedy. It was in a basement of a Mexican restaurant.
Where?
And there was 50 people there. And it was
Don't Tell fucking, definitely does a good job of booking people.
It's crazy. Yeah, Danny Joe on my. I can't say his last name. Joels or he's fucking. He rocked it. Eiko Tanaka. Tanaka. Who else was some other random people? But it was fucking. It was a good show. It was really awesome.
Their marketing's insanely good.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it.
Yeah. They get red cameras when they do editing is fucking amazing.
It's a full on production.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I could go bomb and they could just edit a video and I look like I'm crushing.
I'll just say this for people that don't know. Don't Tell Comedy is a show.
Yeah,
where
please explain.
It's basically on that day you buy tickets. You don't even know who the comics are going to be on the show. Whatever, they get really good comics. And on the day of the show, they tell you where the location is, like maybe like 6 hours before or something like that. And then people show up. I don't know how they do it, but I was there and there was like 50 something people there. All ready for comedy. And it was it was fucking amazing.
They're hot crowd. Like, cool. Love when people are there for the comedy and not just like eat their Thai food.
Right.
Yeah.
And they don't know who's gonna be on it either.
In an Uber
they don't know the lineup, so it's not like they're going out of their way to be like, "Oh, we want to go see this person." When they get the email and they're like, "Oh, Rob DeRoche is on the show, I guess we'll go."
Yeah.
I hope he's not gonna perform.
Maybe he'll cancel. We'll still go.
Maybe they just booked him and won't put him on. There's always hope.
Is there a refund? No, never mind. Oh, we're
good. Oh, you do so many shit shows. I mean, you didn't want to go up on that one show. There was 10 people there, even though you took a video of it.
There was
10 people in the back. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
he didn't go all the way in the back. Oh, whatever, Rachel. You're always posting show was amazing. This person, I'm like, dude, I was fucking there. There's no one fucking there.
They were eating their dinner. Yeah, exactly. And they were like, oh my God, is this guy done yet?
Earmuffs, son.
I went out and did 5 minutes on that one. That one's really bad, though. But yeah. Yesterday was better. Yesterday was better.
You didn't invite me yesterday?
Because you don't want
to
go.
I would have went to see how
bad
it was.
You were scared. You were sitting in the back going, I don't want to go up in front of these people. I'm fucking
I really have not.
Because you're scared. It's all good.
I wasn't scared. I literally said, if I go up, I'm going to want to make fun of the establishment and the show.
You
in could general.
Have, but you could
but
have.
But I don't want to, I don't want to be that asshole.
Who you are.
Exactly.
Embrace the asshole.
He's not an asshole.
He was scared. And then he's like, I don't want to go up. And I'm like, all right, don't go up then, dude. It's like they offered you a spot too.
I don't know if I would call that a spot. I can offer people a lot of things.
It's still something.
I'm good. Thanks.
As an open mic, yeah.
It was bad. Yeah, it was bad. I remember that.
No.
Anyways.
I was like, you know what? This is not for me right now.
One time I drove to Fresno with my friend Anthony. Got booked and he was like, come feature for me. And I was like, oh, I've never featured. This sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. We go to Fresno.
How much is the pay? Did he promise you pay?
I think I made $50.
Fresno, yeah.
Yeah. It was like my first 15 minutes at one time.
Yeah, you got to do it.
8 people, but like so into it.
It makes it worth it if like everybody's really into it, paying attention.
Like,
it feels like
LA
it's a lot more
comics,
people.
And I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing.
Did you have a good set?
I think so. I mean,
No, but I mean, that's But murder, that's stand-up. It's like, you know, you can, like, 1 week you're performing in front of, like, I did Don't Tell Comedy. One day it was, like, 50-something people. The next day I did 8 people, but they were engaged and they were listening. And they actually bought tickets, which I felt bad for them.
Yeah.
I was like,
you got to give a refund, Paul.
But I felt bad for them because I'm like, you guys, I felt like going, like, you paid tickets for this? Like,
well, that's what I feel. But that show you brought me to fucking...
It's the same place.
I know, but, like, that guy is charging people to go to that.
I know.
And I, look... That's kind of fucked up, I think. Because
she's
like,
charging comics?
No, he's charging audience members. It's a New Orleans.
I was like,
place.
No wonder they booked that guy.
It's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant. People are going there to eat, and they're like, do you have tickets? And it's like, well, weird. I wanna go there to eat. And it's like, and then people are already eating there, and then some people pay for the show, but if you're just going there to eat, it's like you're not gonna buy tickets.
That night was Comedy Hostage, but whatever. But even though that night you
Comedy Hostage.
Yeah, it's like
you should change the name to Comedy Hostage.
But they said
it's where you try to eat with your family and we do dick and fart jokes for an hour and see if you can get your curry.
But that's
down.
Where I feel like he should not be charging people to go to that, because it's like it's just odd. It's a bar show. You know what I mean? Like you're here.
I always make more money with the donation bucket anyway.
Yeah.
Because people want to see the good show and they're like, oh, you put up really good comedians. Everyone was funny.
You know what sucked
this
too?
This was worth $20.
I spent like $40-something
and
like in two
and
like
how
four
much
drinks.
How much
four
did
drinks?
You spend last night again?
Yeah. I didn't buy anything.
Oh, because you learned.
No, I
remember
learned.
We got that appetizer. There. It was $25.
Yeah, even for a refill of Diet Coke, they charged me for the refill. I was like, what
are
the
you
fuck
serious?
Is
well, that's
happening
what I mean.
Here?
As
yeah.
a comic, you didn't even get a comic.
Dude, that's
drink.
Like that one bartender at the Improv who charges me $6.75 for soda water.
Oh, I know. We're not gonna name names. Oh, but
I know who you're talking.
It's a
about.
Female.
Is that me?
It's a female.
Is it me?
No, it's another female.
I know exactly.
I was like, I'm a bartender, and she was like $6.75. I'm a cunt. Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
I gave her $20. I was like, keep the change, bitch.
I'm not gonna comment on that right now, but I.
I was like, I still need my job there.
Oh my God. If I post this clip, it'll.
No, don't post that clip. No, I.
Oh, yeah.
She's a sweetheart. She's a sweetheart, but yes.
No, she's not. I've never seen her smile once.
All right. She's nice to
takes
me.
10 minutes to get a fucking beer on draft. Get the fuck out of here. I'm a high volume bartender and you work at a comedy club. This isn't hard.
All right. Now, Dan is an actor. Now, Dan, how is the SAG after strike affecting you right now? Is it? I mean,
oh, not at all.
Yeah. But you were auditioning a lot. Is it?
Yeah. I just had an audition. All the other actors were like, oh, we can't do TVs and movies. I'm like, okay, I've never booked any TVs or movies.
Now, do you think that actors should be trying to have? I know actors that like won't get another job, like because they are an actor. They've worked as an actor. They're trying to make money just as an actor. And they refuse to go back and work a service job or an office job or whatever.
You can't hold down a regular job. There's no way you're going to get an acting
writers
job.
Too.
Acting it's is like a full, it's a business.
Right.
And
right.
all these other actors, they don't get that. You got to buy headshots. You got to be able to like, you know, pay for a reel. You got to be able to book stuff. You got to get a subscription to Actors Access, mm-hmm. LA Casting.
There's all
there's
these.
There's no way to do it without a job unless you have rich parents.
Exactly.
And then you'll fuck you anyway. So.
But it's like I've known people that have like worked a few jobs over the years. They're like, I'm a working actor now. And then like, then the jobs dry up and they don't want to go back to bartending or office jobs or whatever. And it's
I'm
like,
going back, but I'm on an unemployment net right now.
Yeah,
I'm like, why would I not be?
No, I totally get
my
it.
My job
yeah.
closed down for good, so I have a perfect excuse.
We're at the Abbey, or where were you working?
Pump,
right next to the Abbey, but they're still in the Abbey too now.
Wait, you worked at Pump?
Oh, yeah.
I was at Pump 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, he was like the hot commodity at Pump.
Only no, straight guy at Pump, dude. Only
I mean,
straight
see
guy.
If
anyone
videos,
knows,
yeah.
you gotta explain what Pump is.
Pump is Vanderpump. Vanderpump,
Lisa
Vanderpump
Vanderpump's
owns it.
Restaurant. She, I
Vanderpump
guess she
is like, all, yeah, it's everywhere.
Oh, were you part of the whole Scandival and all that? Or
no, I bartended with those guys, though. They were cool.
They were cool.
I mean, rest in peace, Pump. I don't
dude,
know
the last month was fucking insane.
Really?
Like, I didn't charge comedians.
Why did they close? They didn't want to afford the rent?
Rent was like $80,000 a month or something.
And that's
Jesus.
Crazy.
Even the Vanderpumps were like, you know what? Nah.
We're good, yeah. Yeah, that is crazy.
But like the worst types of people watch that show. Sorry.
You know,
I do not watch it. I don't watch it. My girl watches it.
Karen's going to pop up and stab me. And no. Like, Lisa Vanderpump's a god.
I mean, the Vanderpump Rules is I don't watch that at all, but it kind of is is all around me all the time.
They brought in the worst.
I know people that are on it. People live next to me that were on it. Like, yeah. It's like they're filming. They put a notice on my building this weekend that they're filming around the corner. Like, it's like, you know.
Yeah.
And then there's people that are obsessed with it. Yeah.
Yeah, my girl's obsessed with it, and it's like most girls are. I don't think Rachel is. But yeah.
I have a few friends that are girls that are like, oh my god, this, that, you know, I don't know anything about it. I need to be schooled.
I have more white.
Yeah, the only reason why I know about it is just because my girl. She'll be like, oh, this guy cheated on this, and like I'm like, oh my god, like
love it. I'm like, why do you even fucking care?
Exactly.
I need to be like, just for our listeners, we're probably going to be having a Vanderpump. Cast member on the show soon.
A
former cast member. So well, I don't want to get too much into it.
Oh,
now,
does he host the improv?
No. He's not a comedian or anything like that. I'm beginning to school myself on it a little bit because I don't know shit about it, and you know, I need to.
Oh, I know a lot about it just because my girl tells me thing.
Yeah. So look forward to that if you like Vanderpump. We might, you know.
I've never seen the
show. An upcoming episode.
Every shift they'd come in and just start talking to me. I'm like, I don't.
Yeah. You're like,
I met Tom Sandoval. I met Tom Sandoval through Katie.
Oh, yeah, we went to.
Yeah, you were there. You were there. Yeah, we're at Tom Tom.
That night we went to Tom Tom.
And. Everyone's like coming up to this person. We're hanging out with
Rachel
him. We're having drinks.
No, I knew you guys are
talking. Exactly. We're having drinks, and everyone's coming up to him, like asking for a picture. And I'm like, finally, I'm like, are
you're
you
like,
famous?
Yeah.
Like, are you? Who are you?
Like, and then you took a photo with
him. Yeah, and then I took a photo
an
with
asshole,
him.
And you're then, like, Tom Tom.
No, I didn't say Tom Tom. I posted the picture.
I'm like, Rob's a fan all of a sudden.
No, I will not. But I posted the picture.
Clout, Instagram clout? Yeah, so let me get a selfie too, Tom.
That's fine. But my sister saw the picture and it blew her fucking mind. She was like, oh my God, you met Tom Tom. And I'm like, who the fuck is this guy?
It is true. Who are you? And he's like, I'm one of the Toms, you fucking idiot.
I'm like, I don't know.
It
who
is
you
true,
are.
Though. It's like the people, like my friends back in New Jersey, like they're like, oh, like, you know this person from that show. And I'm
the
like,
lead singer of Nickelback was
they're
there.
Like, they're like, oh my God, you know that person?
I'm
like,
so many winners.
I got offered a job at Tom Tom, like right after Pump shut down, but I was like, I want
you were going
to
get a job at Tom Tom?
They got offered one.
Oh,
they need bartenders right now.
Yeah.
I was with another old bartender from Pump last night, and he was like, they're asking me to come in tomorrow.
But you want to kind of just lay low, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
But I don't know. If the singer of Nickelback's there, I might want to.
No, it was funny because remember
see if I can pick up a shift tonight.
His girlfriend got in a fight with Katie, and like they were arguing, and then we had to leave because it got crazy.
I remember
it
vaguely. That was like
a fucking Vanderpump Rules
that
episode
was a while
with no
ago.
Cameras. It was like,
yeah, that was a while ago. I remember that though. Yeah,
pre-COVID.
Rob brought our friend Ted with him today
he's
to
asleep.
The podcast. I don't even know. I mean, Rob's just like, I'm bringing Ted.
No, he's
with
asleep.
Us. Is he?
Yeah.
Ted to sleep over.
No, there he is.
Let me see if it works. I don't know. Maybe we can.
Is there another person in here?
Yeah.
He's gonna zoom in from the living room.
I don't know where
your phone.
What? Why?
Oh, did it not?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
All right, whatever. I'm just saying.
Doug's like, I'm done talking to all of the people in the podcast.
I just forgot that he was in there still. I was like, oh, yeah.
He's treating this like the show that you didn't want to do. So he's just like,
what show? What do you mean? What show I didn't want to do?
What?
What are you talking about?
The stand up show.
Oh, the stand up show. Yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. No, I didn't want to do that.
I really want to do it.
I'm
now.
Too good for that.
You should go by.
I like just. Someone told me this the other day. They were like, Dan, know what I love about you? You just lean into the bomb. I was like, I don't bomb. What have I been bombing?
That is such a fucked up compliment.
You lean into the bomb. I was like, okay.
Lean into the bomb.
You lean into sucking? That's fucked up, dude.
I love how hard you suck, Dan.
Let's talk about
you don't even notice you're bombing. I'm like, thanks, dude. Also, who the fuck are you?
Let's talk about some weird news, maybe. We could talk about this in some Bass Holes of the Week.
Sure, man.
Let's do this. All right. So this is
Sure.
How smart.
This was a story that I just found. It was a guy in Japan or China or something like that. I don't know where it is. But
he paid to
turn himself into a dog.
Yeah.
What? How smart is the average American? A couple of new surveys tried to answer that question, Richard.
Would you say you're smarter than the average? Costume? What would this to anything like this? Erica, a Japanese man, has spent $15,000 to buy a dog costume. What we're looking at is him in a dog costume. Yes.
Oh, Okay.
That's a human being in there. Okay. That's a person in there, okay? So much does he love dogs that he spent $15,700. A TV costume company specially designed this costume for the dude to walk around in and make, you know, put his paw up and... Oh my goodness.
This is crazy.
Not surprisingly, some people on his YouTube channel where he posted this found it rather creepy. One person said, quote, "This is like a car accident. Disturbing, but you can't stop looking."
I would have to concur, I think. I mean,
isn't that crazy?
Sam Morrill was like, maybe don't follow your dreams.
I don't know.
We got to stop telling people.
I mean, there was
dreams.
Another video, like some, like the, his owner or whatever took him to the park. And
he
like
an owner?
I don't know. Like whoever was walking in the costume. With like the other dogs were coming up and like sniffing the dog and they were playing with it and stuff like that. And
this is in Japan, right?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just guessing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
it's just total sense.
It's either Japan or Florida.
I mean, it seems, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely creepy as fuck, right? It's like just odd, but I don't know. I guess if you have that kind of money, you want a dog costume, I guess go do it.
Just
I don't know.
Get a fucking dog, dude.
But he wants to be the dog.
He wants to be
the dog.
He wants to be the dog.
Oh my God, did you get to see that guy in France who's slowly transforming himself into an alien or whatever?
No, like, I didn't see that. Oh, but this guy.
What if you see him like fucking another dog or something?
Well, I'm wondering.
Like,
that's what I was wondering. Is this like a furry thing?
Well, yeah. is it like, how does he shit or piss? Is there like an opening? Like, does someone pick up the shit after
does
him?
Someone
like,
follow I don't know. Him around?
That's what I'm wondering. I'm all about dogs. I love dogs, but I mean, this is a little extreme.
You would never do that, Doug?
I would say that if someone made me the costume, I would definitely try it. I would put it on.
Oh, you would put it on.
I would put it on and just be like, is this cool? I don't know. Like
is
you know.
This cool? No.
No, but not. Like
what do you mean?
Wouldn't it be funny
you know
if you
what would
saw
be interesting? You know what would be interesting? If you had that costume, it would be interesting to do. It's just like, you know what? I just want to escape from the world for a while, you know? Like,
but he's like living out a dog's life in all of the worst ways.
I would put the costume on and like just sit in the park. And just see, like, eventually someone's going to come up to him and be like, this
Doug,
dog,
you'd wander
this
into
dog
the women's
is,
locker room and just start wagging your tail.
Well, I don't know, but why is the dog in the women's licking locker room?
Because he's a cute little lassie boy.
But someone would come up to you eventually. Someone would come up to you eventually and be like, oh, this dog is lost.
I would love to see that man and strap a collar on him and be like, you're coming with me, like one of the chain ones.
That's a good prank show.
Yeah, it would be a good prank show. Like also like the woman like brings the dog home, like, oh, this dog's lost.
I want to know what that guy looks
and all
like.
Of a sudden you
that's
just
fucking sit, creepy.
All of a sudden you're sitting there and then all of a sudden you get out of the costume in her house and she just freaks out. Like,
yeah.
I thought like the whole point, like living a dog's life is that you don't have to spend $15,000 and like somebody else takes care of you.
I mean,
he's doing the exact opposite.
Well, I think there is a handler. I think there's a handler for
that he's
guy.
Paying for.
Well, there's a whole thing in the gay community called pup play.
Pup play?
Familiar
what does
with
that
is.
Mean?
Doug's an
it's where they put on like dog masks and act like dogs in a sexual manner.
That's like furries, no?
Yeah, I did an open mic in West Hollywood and the camera guy had on one of the pup masks.
Oh my God.
I was like, whose service
Christ.
Dog is this?
Wow. How much shit do you have to do sexually to get to the point where you're like, I think I'm just going to try masks now?
Does it have a lipstick dick too? Like, does it come out like
I don't
a
know.
Lipstick
well, that's what I'm wondering. If there's an area that, like, yeah, he can relieve himself or what, you know?
Jesus Christ, dude.
Rob, would you try it?
Never. No. I can't believe you said you'd want to try to see how cool it is.
If I gave you that costume right now, you wouldn't put it on just to fuck it. Like just to be like, all right, put it on for like 10 minutes and just see how.
Oh,
it
to fuck! I would put it on to fuck with people.
That's,
but
what,
no,
that's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's about it.
Maybe fun to fuck with dogs. Like go to a dog park and just
see
what the fuck
tell.
They're doing.
Rachel,
they
would
know?
You try it?
Wait, I mean, if you paid me $15,000, sure. But
to put it on?
No, just to put it on.
No, like if, on. No, if I was like, hey, someone sent the show. This costume, like you know, we could all try it on, just see how it is for like 10 minutes.
Because it looks
on.
Like you need someone else to get you out of it. And I know you that guys would get me the costume and then just leave me in the
that's
costume.
True. That is true.
He's riding on a bike as a dog, and we're like, "What the?"
Darrow's just
that?
Like, "Remember that time you didn't book me? You're the
no, you didn't put me up.
Fucking leave him. Yeah. Fucking tie his leash to the fucking the parking meter and leave him there.
That's true. I trust strangers
newspaper,
more. I trust strangers more than I
But I'm not. It would kind of be a fun drunk afternoon of like getting drunk and putting that on and just fucking with people.
I would love to go to a dog park and fuck with people. Yeah, I would.
But you could also get attacked, Rob. Like, what if some fucking dog was
shit, you're right. You're right.
Like, you can't really bite back at
this you're
thing.
Punching the dog.
You know, like, like if you're trying to, like, as the dog costume, if you're trying to attack the dog, you can't really bite. You're just there, you know? Some fucking dog mauls the other dog.
Yeah, maybe I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
I think he would, just so he could, like, go hump some woman's leg. And he's probably. Oh, it's just me. It's the dog.
Yeah, that's what I would tell her, too.
This dog penis looks like a real human penis.
I think that'd be a viral TikTok of just, like, somebody who didn't realize Rob was in costume. And you're, like, literally punching the other dog. Dog learns how to punch. Yeah.
Like,
I think it would be awesome if Rob put that costume on and then just did a comedy show and went up as the dog.
I would, like the Shaggy DA?
Yeah, yeah. And all of a sudden you turn back into Rob.
No one knows that reference, but yeah.
Shaggy dog?
Yeah, the Shaggy DA. Dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I got it.
You got it.
Oh, Ted.
The peanut gallery is chiming in.
Ted wants to say something. Ted, what do you want to say?
What do you want to say, Ted?
Oh, no. I was saying the guy calls himself Taco.
Taco? That's his name?
Taco because he doesn't want people to know that he dresses up as a dog. He like apparently has a guy profile.
Yeah, that's Ted, our PA in the background, our intern.
He wakes up every once in a while to chime in.
He hasn't gotten
a microphone. We need you to go buy a dog costume right
Ted,
now.
Go
so
find
Rob,
the dog costume.
Yeah, it'd be funny if you just bought like a Pluto, like from Disney, like costume, and you're like, $20,000.
All right, Ted, you're not on a microphone.
Ted, we can't. Stop.
Right now, people are listening. It's like, that sounds fucking weird. Sounds like someone is trapped in a fucking well.
It is your apartment, so possibly.
All right, what else? What other news is going on? Let's see.
Did you hear about the cocaine sharks?
Cocaine sharks. I did hear something about that.
Yeah,
that's so. Like it's like cocaine bear, but a shark, right?
Yeah, but there was a bunch of drugs.
This is real. This is real.
Right. Drugs dumped off the coast of Florida. Sharks could be feasting on the drugs.
That's crazy.
And what are they doing though? Are they more like attacking people, or are they hanging out at pool halls, or what are they doing?
I don't know.
They have their own businesses now.
I'm just thinking, fuck Netflix and chill. Let's 8-Ball and Shark Week.
Yeah. I mean,
Shark Week more interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that episode of that will probably be on Shark Week at some point, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Cocaine shark.
Cocaine shark.
So is it just a theory right now, or did they actually see
that's what I'm saying.
Coked out sharks.
I don't know. Cocaine shark. Let me look it up.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what did they do? Did they do anything though?
They become
more aggressive, or
yeah, they spend all the money at the strip
club. Yeah, exactly. They're at strip clubs.
There's
a lot
us.
Of sharks at strip clubs now. Man.
Yeah.
They're just beaching themselves at Miami.
Experts say cocaine sharks may be feasting on drugs dumped off Florida. Erratic behavior observed in some sharks.
That's such a zero burger, you know? It's like, if they were attacking people or more aggressive, then that would be like a story. But if they're just...
Florida Keys.
Yeah. I feel like they'd be less hungry.
Remember Sharknado? What about Cocaine Sharknado?
Skinny Sharks.
Skinny Sharks.
Well, that movie will be out soon enough.
Yeah, Cocaine Sharknado.
Cocaine Sharknado.
I want to star in that. That'll be my theatrical debut.
I can see you being in that. Yeah,
that's actually a great movie right there. Yeah, I mean, Sharknado was pretty good.
So there's only one way we can kill these cocaine sharks. We got to do... more cocaine.
Got to meet them on their level.
Heroin sharks.
I'm just like, give me your boobs. I need to do some coke off them.
Sharks are missing teeth.
For humanity.
Yeah, we're going to save the world. We're going to do this cocaine off your ass.
First.
People are stealing props from the new Beetlejuice 2 set. Have you heard about that?
They were
filming that in Vermont, and someone stole... Remember that from the movie? Remember that sculpture?
Oh, yeah.
Which sculpture?
That one. Remember that one? This one right here.
Yeah, it grabs
the mom.
Yeah. So someone stole that from the set of Beetlejuice 2.
Okay, so it's probably like not actually stone.
That's not one
right?
person.
Yeah. Probably just like lived.
That's like four hillbillies.
But like, what are you going to do with that? Like, you have that in your house and it's like, hey, isn't that the thing from Beetlejuice?
Yeah, you can't sell it.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's like right now someone is sitting in a living room with that thing there.
I mean, on the black market.
So what are we
going to
do with it? I don't know.
Beetlejuice is like my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, dude, it's Showtime, huh? It's a fucking great movie.
I know, I'm excited. I love that. I'm excited movie, for the man. Sequel. Yeah, they've been filming the sequel in
When did you guys watch Wednesday?
Yeah. Wednesday was really good. Yeah.
So good. I love Tim Burton, man.
Yeah, it was very good. Very good.
Let's go to the next story.
Very good.
Yeah. Anyways.
All right. The next story. There was a Nevada license plate that was short for "Go back to California." It was revoked by the DMV, I guess. It says, this is what it said. It said GOBK2CA. Go back to CA.
What? It was in Nevada?
It was in Nevada. And there were a lot of complaints, and then the DMV revoked it.
What? Who's complaining about
who
that?
Who cares?
Who cares?
And that's too long. It should go back and then the number 2 and then CA, right?
That was probably that might have been taken by someone else.
Sounds like that Biggie Small song too. Going back to Cali.
Yeah.
I always wondered if like somebody accidentally got like one of those vanity plates. Like they didn't buy a vanity plate, but then the letters just like and numbers just spelled something that was like really bad. You know, like I8NGR.
Like it just happened to be. It just happened to kind of say something. Has anyone ever had a vanity plate here? Have you like purchased one?
That's too much effort.
Have you thought about doing it?
Never.
No.
Never. But I think people in California should have get the fuck out or don't come here or whatever else because there's too much traffic here. And that's why I think it's funny that so many people talk shit about California like that. Go back to California.
Go
fuck yourself.
Yeah. I think
we
it's
got
funny.
Too many fucking right. people here. Get the fuck like, out of here. Do not like, come here.
It's like, who cares? Yeah, exactly.
Well, in Nevada, it's like, go back to California is illegal, but that's just like the license plate you get in Texas.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I hate that shit, though, because like in Texas, they're not fucking
they
doing better.
California.
Than, yeah, I know. Go fuck yourself.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's also like, I mean, they I don't know. They charge so much for that, like personalized license plates. So
that's too much.
I looked at one point just getting like.
What did you want to get?
No, I didn't want to get a personalized. I just wanted to get the black California license plate. You know, I like they have the black one.
You got to do Basshole in your license plate, right?
Yeah. I feel like that's just asking for trouble.
Yeah,
like, someone's going to be like, oh, look at this fucking ad. And then they throw a brick
instead of S's,
car.
It's dollar signs. Yeah, yeah, they're like, yo, exactly. Fuck, I'm cutting this guy off.
I'll see if it's available after this. I'll look it up. No, but it was like, even for like just the black license plate, it was like, you know, $200 extra or some shit. It was like super expensive. Like,
who the fuck wants to do that? You're like way too much time on your hands.
You know what?
Dude.
My mom has one. My mom has
really?
Like a, yeah. And it says sing to God on it.
Sing to God?
Yeah.
She's religious?
And she get very.
Obviously.
My mom is the church lady. My mom is definitely she's the church lady. But like she's actually been like chased down and like flipped off and shit. Like my mom's
from
like
that license plate.
Yeah, from that license plate. Like God, you can go fuck your God and like shit like that. And it's like she's like a 72-year-old frail woman, and it's just like I just think vanity license plates, you're just asking for shit, asking for trouble.
You're
obviously.
Asking for trouble. Yeah. I mean, it's I don't know, it just seems odd.
I know
some of them are good though that I see.
Like what?
I'm trying to think of a good one, but sometimes I'm like, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, there are some funny ones for sure.
But I mean, who cares?
Who cares? But it's also like you remember that car, you know, like
one moment of being funny was your license plate.
If they cut you off or if they like, you know, it's like easy to remember their plate all of a sudden and be like, oh, I'm reporting this asshole.
Yeah, any hit and run, you're fucked.
Yeah,
I knew
exactly. Yeah,
they're like, his license plate was Basshole.
I knew a comic.
It was Doug Bass. I a comic it.
Used to have too funny on the back of his license plate.
Oh.
Too funny. Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah. And then I'm like,
oh, that guy sounds so unfunny.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. And then,
who was it?
Well, I'll just tell you, it was Jeff Garcia. He used to have too funny on the back of his license plate. And then, like, this guy, Zach Miller, he would drive his car and he would get fucking so much shit when fucking he was driving the car because people would be like, too funny.
Too funny.
And just talk so much shit to him when he was driving around.
Oh,
yeah. He's like, I hate that license plate.
Plate. And that guy.
It was a fucking 5.0 Mustang. This is a long time ago, yeah.
Right. Well, that's the thing. It's like people that have the nicer cars, they tend to get these vanity plates, I feel like. You know, if you have like a shitty car, it's like, you know, just, you know, pay your car bill.
I feel like the name tells you enough, right? Like, don't get it. Like,
don't
vanity
it.
Plate. Like, that's a narcissistic dick.
Right.
Cool.
Plus, I fucking hate the DMV. I would not want to fucking even step one foot in there just to get a vanity plate.
You can do it online, I think.
Yeah. Whatever.
But it's also like the things that are taken. What about the people that are like, oh my God, this one's taken already. And then they figure out an alternate way to spell whatever they're trying to do.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's close to it, but it's not exactly what it is.
Cool gamer tag on your license.
Rob, you could get like DeRoach or something on your
car. Fuck no. DeRoach. DeRoach. Roach is definitely taken.
It just feels like you're just like you're still like selling weed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that was my nickname growing up, DeRoach. So it was Roach. Yeah.
DeRoach.
But yeah, whenever people hear that, they'll always be like, Roach? Roach is your real name? Oh, like, you smoke weed with a...
Roach Coach.
Yeah, Roach Coach.
All right. Well, let's get into Dan's asshole story, his basshole story. Now, you were on the live show, I don't know, a couple months ago. I don't remember exactly what your asshole story was.
Guys weren't even like, it's not even that much of an asshole story. I don't think
we were not very impressed. No.
But we were looking for, because you're such a dick, right?
We were
looking forward and like, what?
This guy stole my phone. And I like tracked it down. And
that was justified.
Yeah.
Now,
I think, last month at Pump, I was a huge dick.
Really?
Well, I mean, I knew my job was ending.
I was going to say.
And there was no repercussions of me being a dick.
They're not going to fire you.
Yeah, there's nothing they could do, you know? So, like, and also, like, the last month, I told you guys, like, Vanderpump people, like his girlfriend, just the worst. Just kidding. He's like, I'm going to hang
out. Oh, they were showing up.
That's his baby mama you're talking about.
The pump fans.
It was like the worst women from the worst parts of America just pilgrimaging in.
Right.
Mass migration. Birthright for Karen is what it seemed like. Just like everyone coming in. And, you know, women just asking the dumbest, like, come to the bar. I'm like, what can I get you? They're like, I'll take a phone charger and contact lens solution. It's like, bitch, no.
Oh, my God. Huh.
The last day, I was a huge dick the last day.
Okay.
So we're quitting, you know, and we're closed tomorrow. So, like, and it was a 14-hour bartending shift.
14 hours. Yeah, and this was brunch you would do, right?
Yeah, I started at 10:30 and we ended at, like, 2.
Oof.
Oh, my God.
And they were filming the show that day, so it was like... You know,
now, have you appeared on the show as a bartender?
Like, I don't know.
You don't know. You're
not, I signed a release form one time, but right. I'm not going to watch.
So you're probably in it somewhere.
Yeah. Maybe. Right. But, you know, like, I'm making 8 espresso martinis. I got 4, like, Kahlua Bailey's espresso, 4 bottles up. These women are like, hey, can you take a picture of us? And I was like, absolutely not. And she was kind of serious. And I was like, yeah, I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you're last now, you know? And then this woman takes out her phone and she's like, what's your name? I'm writing a Yelp review. I was like,
go ahead.
My name is Dan Poston. We are closed tomorrow, dumbass. Please make a Yelp review. Yeah. You're yelping into the fucking void.
Yeah, here's a shot of bleach.
And then, like, one woman DM'd me and was like, you're so stressed bartending at Pump right now. And I was like, you think I'm going to check my DMs? And she was like, just breathe. And I was like, you're a cunt. Like, fuck you.
Just breathe. Sending you a reminder to breathe. That's gotta
That's got to be a fun.
She was doing this shit in my face.
Oh no. The snap.
Hey, me. I'm like, Rob bitch, I see you. There's 20 people.
I never do that.
Rob does that to me at the improv. He's like.
Oh, I do that to you because I'm fucking with you.
Rob does this. Rob raises his hand. Like, even in the Basil show, like on stage, he'll be like.
He does that whistle where it's just like,
I can't even
do
this.
He does.
Trying to get Doug to bring him a drink.
Hey, yo, Tuts. We got a fucking beer over here.
That's gonna be fun, though. Like, knowing it's your last day of doing that job. And, yeah, like, anything goes. It's like, you know, you can't get fired. They're closing down.
Yeah. I mean, I really became a dick at the end. And the New York bartender I work with, who was, like, always a dick to people, was like, Dan, you're really getting bartending now. Just because, you know. I mean, people are like, can I pay with my phone? I'm like, no.
It is fun.
Give me your fucking card.
It is fun kind of like, you know, ignoring people when you're bartending, I would say. Like, especially like when it's busy and like, you know, you can't get to everyone, obviously, you know. And it's like, people don't understand that. I feel like it's
Well, I'll acknowledge them and be like, hey, man, I'm really busy, but I see you. Yeah, I'll get you in a sec.
It's like with a 1 minute.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be right there, you know, that kind of thing.
And then they're still like, no, I'm first. And you're like, now I'm never coming to you.
Right. Exactly.
You think I need your dollar tip? I don't.
No.
That's why I like stop waiting tables. As a bartender, if someone's a douchebag, you can just never come back.
That's what I that's awesome. And that's kind of what I appreciate when I'm bartending, because it's like you can still service job, obviously, but you have the right to kind of be more of a dick.
Oh,
asshole.
Huge.
So it's like when you're a server, it's more like kissing ass.
Yeah,
and everything.
You can be a dick to the clients, and you can be a dick to the other servers now. It's like, bitch.
Right, exactly. So that's the best part about it.
Yeah.
Dan found his calling, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
I enjoy it too. It's a little more like, fuck it, who cares? You know,
yeah.
It's like, you know, you have that attitude.
The servers are in the well, like, I need my drink right now. I'm like, here's the difference between us. We can all do your job. None of you guys can do our job. So why don't you fuck off?
That's true. Yeah, that is true. Yeah. You just gotta be upfront with them. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you were an asshole at pump last day. Did anything.
Oh man.
Now you working there, I would say it's very popular. Did you get a lot of like people's numbers? Did you hook up a lot with customers? Did you have those opportunities?
I was single for like probably 8 months when I was working.
Right. You're in a relationship.
Yeah, I'm in a relationship now.
So when you were in your single days at pump, yeah.
Oh yeah. And even when I was in the relationship, I would get numbers and be like, "This, what am I doing?"
Right.
I met this like cougar MILF that was a writer on CSI, and she was like, "I'm going to this Japanese bondage party after this.
What?
Do you want to tie me up in leather?" And I was like, "I have a girlfriend. I'm sorry."
She's like, "You look like somebody who
like,
does
babe,
it.
I need that hall pass. I gotta go tie this MILF up in a basement somewhere." Yeah, it was weird.
That's interesting.
Yeah, lots of MILFs came in. I mean, there was this one came in from Arizona, just, you know, having a ladies' trip with her friend. Her friend was not wearing a shirt. You could just see her entire boobs. It was like a mesh. Beautiful boobs, too. Like, the food runner guys are just, like, bumping into shit, you know? Like,
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm talking to them, and, like, they're in my bar for, like, 4 hours. I'm taking shots with them. We get drunk. And she was like, "Oh, I'm leaving to go to the Abbey. Like, come say bye to me."
Right.
I go around the side. We start making out against the wall, like, where the food runners are coming out.
Right.
We're just sucking face. And this guy comes out with all these food, like all these plates, and he just looks at me and goes, "Dan, I want to be you when I grow up."
That's great. Yeah, it seems like that kind of, I've only went there once, and it seems like that kind of place.
Yeah, everyone's like, always like, "Oh my God, so many gay guys hitting on you." I'm like, just as many terrible white bitches. Like, just, it's an even balance.
Oh my God, that's crazy. All right, so asshole at pump. Anything else? Anything else?
Was there any specific like asshole part? Like, was there like something like you said? Like the bartenders, like you're getting bartending and everything else. But like, was there a specific moment like that you were an asshole?
Oh yeah, I mean, let's see. We had.
I just
want
to know like what exactly.
Is there something you've done to a customer or whatever like that was like totally like
other than ignoring them or you know like?
Oh yeah, I've told people to just fuck off before. This one guy came in, and I hate it when people ask me for a phone charger. I'm like, just charge your phone. This isn't fucking CVS. You know, the water is really annoying, too. And I'm like, fucking whatever. But this guy comes in, and he's wasted. He looks like Better Call Saul.
Okay.
He's, like, dressed in a suit, looks just like that guy.
Odenkirk.
He's with, like, a tall, like, 6'8", super handsome model-y, like, looks like he plays sports. That guy's in a suit. And they come in, and they're wasted. Apparently, they just got kicked out of Sir, I found out. And they come at a pump. He immediately comes to the bar. He's like, "Let me get a phone charger." I'm like, "No phone charger, bud."
Especially when they ask that way.
Yeah.
"Let me get a phone charger."
Yeah. And so, like, he's like, "All right, martini." So I give him a martini. And his friend's trying to do, like, drunk magic tricks. And his friend's nice, but he's too drunk. He keeps on being like, "Is this your card?" I'm like, "No, that's not my card." Like,
oh, man. That's
also, can you stop? Like,
oh, he's doing horrible magic tricks there?
Yeah.
"Is this your card?" No.
And then the Better Call Saul guy is like, just like takes a couple sips of his martini and goes, "I can't believe none of you cunts have a fucking phone charger." And I was like, "Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Get out." He was like, "What are you going to do?" I was like, "I'll go get the bouncer." Get the bouncer. He comes over. And he's like, "Buddy, you got to leave." Mm-hmm. And that's another beautiful thing about being a bartender.
Yeah, you cut people off. Yeah, you can kick someone out.
The pilot chair. You know, this guy is being a dick. He needs to go. He's wasted.
Right.
I just found out he just got kicked out of Sir. So the bartender's like, "You got to go, buddy." The dude pushes our bouncer, who is just like the most jacked, like looks like he plays UFC, like Samoan dude.
Right.
And the guy pushes the bouncer, and the bouncer just goes, boom, headbutts him in the nose.
Headbutts him. Whoa.
Splatters everywhere.
Oh, shit.
And then drunk magic guy starts, gets the bouncer in a headlock.
What?
I have to run around. I fucking, then I get that guy in a headlock. And oh then all God. Then all the gay servers jump in and we're just fucking beating the shit out of these dudes.
And this is brunch.
No.
This is, okay.
Yeah, this is Saturday night.
typical Saturday night.
Yeah.
These brunches sound crazy.
Yeah, this Saturday night, you would have been like, what the fuck? And so, like, we eventually got him out and locked the doors, and then the guy just started kicking the glass door as hard as he could, trying to break it. He he couldn't do it. And then he spit, like, just the bloodiest, snottiest thing down the... And then I came in for brunch the next day, and there was just blood and snot all over the door. And I was like, welcome to Pump, baby.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ.
You missed that job is what you're saying.
I mean, I missed the money for sure.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, that last month, it was like so hard, but.
People just throwing money all over the place.
Yeah, money. Like I had one regular that always would just tip me in drugs.
What drugs?
Like cocaine?
Cocaine.
Yeah. I don't have any money, but
here's a shark with cocaine.
It's just like it's always like a gram and a half, like just too much.
Too much.
And it was always at brunch when he gave it to me too. And like, you know, I'd work Saturday night, you know, go to bed at like 3 or 4 and then wake up at 8:30 so I could like be at brunch at 10:30.
Right, right.
And you know, so halfway through that shift, I was like, you know, I'm really tired.
Where's that tip?
Where's that tip? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, where's Don?
Oh my God.
The cocaine, there was a lot of blow there. The last day, my girlfriend was there, and like, you know, we have all these like old, rich, regular gay dudes, and like, they're all like 65 and wear bow ties, and like, you know, they all just look like gay Willy Wonkas. They're just like feeding my girlfriend cocaine the whole day.
Oh my God.
I remember getting off work and she was just like, let's go dancing. I was like, oh my God, we hanging out with Roger again? Jeez.
Roger.
Yeah, they're like Roger and Tom.
Of course his name's Roger.
Yeah.
Roger and Dom. Roger.
He'll just send my girlfriend, now that they've like done a bunch of blow together, he'll just send her random selfies where he's just like,
oh, jeez. Well, it sounds like it was quite an adventure working there.
Oh, yeah, man. Say.
The days of Pump. I mean, that's an iconic play, or was an iconic place.
Yeah. You know,
for the area.
I can't believe it's closed, though. Man, people used to go there all the time. Like,
I know.
Whenever they visited, girls would always want to be like, I want to go
yeah.
there.
Yeah, my friend from Jersey would visit. She's like, I want to go to Sir, or I want to go to Pump, and I'm like,
I went there.
Lots of Jersey people came.
Overpriced drinks. I went there one time, and I remember, like, Vanderpump showed up or whatever her name is.
Lisa. Everything was free when I was working there for comedians. Yeah.
Either way, I went there and she walked in and people were taking pictures of her and her husband. I'm like, who the fuck cares? Are these people, dude?
I felt bad for Lisa because she would come in every weekend and she'd be like trying to eat dinner and then every 5 seconds I'm like,
someone's owed him.
Yeah, but
some
she's
lady
there
from Florida's
for a reason.
Like,
but
yeah,
filming,
but she's there for a reason, and she knows
but
that,
she loves
too.
That
if
shit.
She wanted to have a nice, quiet meal, she'd go to fucking Craig's or fucking something else. Like she went there for a reason and to keep the fucking people to come there because it's like, oh, she's going to show up at some point.
Right, and then a lot of people going there hoping they
and
do
she
see
was
her.
Nice. Yeah. And she was nice to the people. Like, I saw her, like, a bunch of people, like, taking
I didn't
pictures
meet
her
until the last day I worked there.
Really?
And how I many mean, years I knew her there? Husband really well just because, you know, I knew his drink order. He would just look at me and I'd be like,
that's interesting, though. You worked there a long time, right?
Yeah.
And you didn't meet her till the last day. That's interesting.
No, well, I never, you know, she never was at the bar.
Yeah, she never went to the bar. Yeah.
She didn't really care.
She didn't give you cocaine?
Nah, dude. Ken, her husband, gave me a lot, though.
You heard it here
And it
first.
Wasn't coke. It was meth. I mean.
There we go. Inside scoop.
Inside scoop. Yeah, that's how you stayed skinny.
Yeah, man. Me and Ken just doing meth in the walk-in.
That I would watch, but...
Yeah, my boss is like, I've never seen you bartend this quickly.
Yeah. You got
a Nazi workout.
You got your drinks down in 2 seconds.
Yeah, I'm like making espresso martinis and also taking that picture for that stupid bitch.
All right. Well, any more asshole stories? I don't know. I mean, obviously bartending at a Pump type restaurant. Yeah, that would constitute a lot of
encountering
assholes, being an asshole to people. Is there anything like when you were a kid, anything like that? Like you did something to somebody?
I know there's something in the fraternity house days that
Oh, you were in a frat?
Yeah.
Which fraternity?
Kappa Sigma.
Where was that?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, any asshole fraternity stories? Did you, you know, like, did you, were you in charge of like pledging freshmen or anything like that?
Just the roofies.
I was social chair. So, yeah, roofies was roofies. My, yeah, roofies. I had to procure the roofies Jesus for everybody. Christ,
you're going
to
incriminate yourself right now. Don't say that, dude. No, someone's going to back me. Like, he was joking about we're fucking joking. Roofies. I know that, but still.
You get lucky. I don't need roofies, baby, okay?
Oh, this is back when it was not frowned upon.
Oh, we're Cosby time? Not frowned upon. Yeah. This is back in the Cosby days. It's like it was okay back
yeah.
then.
Yeah, how do you think we got the roofies? We knew Cosby. Right? Big Kappa Sig guy. No. What happened? I mean, pledging itself was nuts. Oh, this was, I got really creative with pledging. Like, I love hazing. I think it's great. You know,
really?
It really broke me down and built me back up. As like the douchiest, frattiest version of myself, you know, it teaches you really special skills, like you know how to be a functional alcoholic and like know. But yeah, I hated the hazing when people were just like fucking. What was the pledge class of 2003? Backwards middle name, or you got to drink this fucking cup of mayonnaise and hot sauce mixed together. That wasn't my thing. I got creative, so like. I made one pledge just have a shopping cart instead of a backpack. So he would have to take the, he put his books in the shopping cart and then I made him lock it with a bike lock, like outside his classroom.
Oh my God.
So like we'd wait for him to go to class and then we'd see him and we called all of our pledges Todd because it was the worst name we could think of.
Todd.
And you can't just scream pledge. Because hazing's illegal, you know? So we'd be across the courtyard like, nice shopping cart, Todd!
And he's just...
Look at that fucking idiot!
He's just wheeling this thing around
campus. He's just wheeling it in shame.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
Shopping cart pledge was great.
We didn't... Like, yeah, we... I was in Sigma Phi Epsilon, but I think...
You were in a frat?
Yeah, I was in a frat.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. We stepped
where was
work.
That? Where
it's San Francisco State. It's a commuter school, so it wasn't fucking...
Commuter frat.
Yeah,
how does that work?
Well, we were the only fraternity with a house, so we were
so like old school.
Yeah, it was very old school. Yeah, exactly like old school.
Yeah,
and we had to wear like a.
Just a bunch of old guys.
Yeah. Oh, this was last year.
Yeah, like, this is last year. This is last year, and we did a show at this fucking. We would have to wear like a collared shirt every day. We had to wear a pin. We had to like know the songs and. What else did we have to do? We had to have a journal like every day if we didn't fill out three pages.
Did you guys do the lineups?
Wow, that sounds like the most boring fraternity.
Yeah, it was. I had a bunch of girls. Dude, it was a lot of fun.
You joined the gay frat, dude.
It was fun.
No, gay frat sounded like
I had a good time journaling? At that time.
I was never in a frat.
You joined the Girl Scouts, Rob. That's different.
Yeah.
Girl Scouts?
You had pins and you had a journal.
You had a journal?
We had a journal. We had to write in it. It was like three pages. And if the fraternity like brother
very
like
organized.
It was very organized and it was like
everyone had
know,
to suck the president's dick every night before yes, bed.
That's exactly that happened. We did the
elephant walk.
I missed out on a fraternity. I never did that.
Oh, I thought of another good hazing thing I did. We had two twin football players pledge our fraternity and they were big 6'3" just D linemen. Mm-hmm. And I made them dress up as in suits and wear like little earpieces and glasses and then just walk me to class like my bodyguards. And so anytime anyone was like, Dan, I would just like be on the phone and be like, and they would just like shove that guy out of the way.
Like you're fucking like Van Wilder or something.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
That's pretty
take
funny.
Care of that guy for me.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, just having like a semi-entourage.
Yeah. wasn't that. And you know, I mean, another favorite of mine was the gargoyle.
Gargoyle.
Yeah, whenever...
The hell
that guy's
is that?
Snoring
is
that
Ted
loudly.
Sleeping?
Is Ted sleeping?
No, yeah, that's how this podcast is
going.
Is that
him?
Yeah, that's he's sleeping.
Where is
he? Snoring?
Yeah. Ted!
Is he in the couch?
How did I hear him through the headphones?
I love how Rob crazy. Brought Ted here, and now he's snoring.
He brought a
and
monster.
It's literally going through the microphone. What a fucking asshole, Rob. I'm bringing Ted. He's going to fucking pass out.
I was like, my story's that boring? That guy's sleeping.
He has an infant at
Jesus
home.
Christ.
He just tried to escape.
I wish we had a remote camera. I wish we had a remote camera on him. Just
God.
To capture his sleeping. All right.
You woke up.
We're wrapping up.
What
anyway.
Was the other? Was the last?
Oh, yeah, the gargoyle. So every time you're having a party, you just have to go, Todd, gargoyle on that table. And, you know, you just got to get on the table and do like a weird perch. And you can't move for like 3 hours.
You got to stay that way?
You got to stay like that.
Fuck. That's
and, you know,
hard.
People are just like pouring shit on
oh,
you.
Oh, really? They're
and,
fucking
you know,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just fuck. Drawing on your That's face.
Drawing dicks on your face.
Yeah.
Fucking, oh, man.
Good times, man. Awful.
Rachel, were you in a sorority?
No, I was in an honors theater fraternity.
Oh.
But they had
theater
me sing too. Yeah.
Honors theater fraternity?
Yeah. Did you have to do any kind
like
of, did you have to do hazing or something?
Oh, yeah. We had, like, they dressed us up. Like, we had to wear, like, really fucking weird costumes. I had to walk to school. I had to walk to all my classes with a summer sausage. I just, like, had to carry a fucking,
a sausage?
A summer sausage that was, like, 3 feet long.
And people would be like, where are you going with that sausage?
And I'm like, this is my meat. I like to eat it. Like, I had to say shit like that. But anybody asked me about what I was carrying.
Not much has changed. So.
No.
Now they don't. Do they still do this now for fraternities or no?
No, it's there's like, no more hazing.
There's no more hazing.
I mean, you can't haze anymore.
I think
anymore.
The good ones
well,
still
like,
haze.
Yeah, they just come up with like
creative
ways.
You just can't kill any
ways.
Pledges anymore.
Like, it's just like it's days. Like it's like undercover kind of. It's yeah. like. It's like more creative.
It was not allowed like, when we were there, but like it was, you know, there was always one someone. That
it's
was
more
like
I'm guessing there's more like creative, like weird things than like, you know, you hear some of these
than
things
like,
that are
poisoning.
Like, this is horrible. Like these people got sick from
I got Chinese water tortured. That was pretty bad.
See, like that kind of shit probably.
Yeah.
Anymore, you know?
So like, the ice water drips on your forehead and then they just tap you with a pen.
Jesus.
Pledge class 03, backwards middle name.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Michael, we have to memorize people's names, everyone like how to spell it too. It was fucking annoying as fuck. Everyone you have to know everybody in the fraternity. You have to like it was fucking you had to know all these songs.
We didn't have to know any songs.
Oh, we had the songs.
We weren't
like,
in
I met a girl
the
one
girl
day
Scouts.
And she still it was fucking really like old.
He still
school.
Knows the songs.
Yeah, exactly.
He's still
Do you sell your journal? Because we could just dice
I do have that journal. I do have that journal and I have read it and it's fucking pretty like
today,
I don't know, it reminds me of
Michael raped me. It's the best day of the frat so far.
Best day, when I got raped. It was good.
But I think it'll be well worth it.
I think I'm in, you guys.
Yes. I'm in. I was in.
Oh, God. I'm glad I missed out on this stuff. It sounds awful.
Well, I mean, there were good things.
There were good things.
I mean,
no, it was
Mountain
a lot of
weekend
fun. Weekend
was the fucking best.
And you have your frat brothers for life now. You can call them up in a minute,
oh, no,
and they will be there. They will be there to take care of you.
I don't even really talk to most of them.
What happened to the brotherhood? Isn't that all part of it? You went through all that shit so you could have that bond, right? Now it's gone.
I mean, they did get me jobs when I moved back to LA. So
really?
Yeah, I got some jobs.
What kind of
jobs? I worked as a PA. I worked at MTV for a while. I worked at what's it called? Silverline Pictures. I was an executive assistant for a while. So I mean,
hook
I got
me
you
up with an MTV job, bro.
Yeah,
perfect. All right.
Back when MTV was MTV.
Well, join a fraternity, kids, if you're listening. Out
maybe
there.
We should just start one like old school stuff.
We should.
Yeah,
like an LA.
I thought
theater.
About
LA comedy.
Yeah, when fraternity. I was getting divorced, I thought about starting the fraternity.
You
every old school.
Yeah,
Doug a Palooza.
You can be the what's it called? The one woman who's on the chapter.
Yeah, right.
What's that? The sweetheart or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
it was
I have more
always
Y-chromosomes
the girl that fucked the most guys in the frat. She gets to be on the chapter wall.
Right.
This was Dana. Had sex with everyone.
Dana. Well, Dana.
She was in Zeta.
If you're listening,
she,
Dana,
she was
come
Zeta.
On to the podcast.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Dana.
Come on, Dana.
Yeah,
all right. Well, let's wrap up. We know that Dan has been on Master Chef or Chef Masters, as I call it. he produces the show Hard Lemonade, comedy that Rob was almost on, but then
I was invited to do it.
He was invited to,
and,
invited to watch.
That was invited to watch.
That was
I was like,
that was
did
Dan
they just invite me so you can have an audience members?
That was Dan thought, hazing you actually at that show.
You would have never liked to have gone up. There wasn't a lot of audience members there either.
Oh, there wasn't?
So, yeah,
oh, it's a great
yeah.
show.
I only go up with
oh, that was the last one I did downtown.
I only do shows with audience. Sorry.
Yeah. I think it was like 20 audience or something.
Oh, that's good.
That's
good. I'll do that. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I mean,
like,
for downtown,
I think 10 of them were comics.
But two people eating dinner, I won't do that. Yeah. All right, what else? Pump, R.I.P. Pump. You can see Dan in what is it, a Subaru commercial or no? Hyundai.
BMW commercial.
Don't insult him with Subaru. I forgot what car it was.
I know.
I'm gonna transition into a Subaru.
And where is your where's your next show, Dan? You got shows coming up?
Yes. I have no idea when.
All right, but, I don't want to put you on the spot, but he's got shows coming.
Check him on IG. He posts.
Check him on IG at Dan Postgen. What else do we want to say? Anything else? I don't know. I think there's more asshole stories in you, but I feel like next time you come back,
I'll be more prepared.
Everyone always says that. They're going to be more prepared next time they come back. They're never prepared the first time, which is fine. It's kind of like is Ted sleeping again?
No.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's a loud sleeper. My asshole story is what I did to Rob. That's the biggest
thing. Yeah, that was a good asshole.
I was pretty asshole.
That is pretty asshole.
Yeah, that was pretty asshole.
Don't worry, man. You're booked on the next one.
Yeah, I'm not going to even show up. I wouldn't even go, man.
Promise.
Oh, my God.
I would not show up.
All right. Well, look for Hard Lemonade. Usually monthly. Is that what it is?
Monthly show? Yeah.
Is it a different location all the time or same?
You know, it started in my backyard during the pandemic.
That's right.
And it's always been a cool vibe. We have a band and
barbecue.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The comedy's always great. But the next one will probably be at my house. But I'm looking for a venue.
Yeah. All right. Well, stay tuned. We'll find out where it's going to be at. Dan Postgen. Yeah. I mean. You know, he might be in Barbie too. We'll see. The next
count. Oh, I do have a sketch coming out.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Do you guys remember Bratz dolls?
Yeah.
These are Fratz dolls.
Fratz.
So basically, like the Bratz dolls, it was like passion for fashion. This is like passion for smashing. And it's just like all the different frat tropes as dolls.
There you go.
You know, accessorize. It's like Sperry's. The croquis, key bump, beer pong.
That sounds awesome.
Condom in the pocket.
Condom in the pocket.
Yeah, we just filmed it this week, so we're really excited about that.
All right, cool. We'll look for that on
it'll be on
TikTok,
YouTube, probably on TikTok IG. as well.
Cool. All right. Dan Postgen, thanks for coming in and doing the show, as always.
Absolutely.
It's good seeing you. Rob, thank you for being here. Thank you for bringing Ted, who fell asleep during the show.
Yeah, that was very generous of you.
Yeah, exactly, Rachel, thank you for being here as always. Make sure you guys follow us on YouTube. The full video will be on the YouTube channel. Don't forget to review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast fix. We're going to have a live Basshole show at the Hollywood Improv on Friday, August 11th at 9:30 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. Go to bassholeshow.com to purchase some tickets. Come down if you're in LA. Come to the Hollywood Improv. Come see us do this live.
Yeah. Great show.
It's a great show. It's a fun show. And we'll see you next time. And remember, don't be a basshole. But if you are, laugh about it. Ciao.
You've been listening to I'm a Basshole with Doug Bass. Follow us on Instagram at Basshole Show. Think you deserve to be on the show? Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com and visit our website at www.bassholeshow.com and get the latest information. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast fix, and don't miss the full videos on YouTube. Remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. We'll see you next time.